Trump says leave abortion to the states. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The former president getting blowback from both sides of the debate. Some pro-choice supporters say he's punting the issue to avoid angering voters. Pro-life groups taking a harder stance.
One of the country's most prominent anti-abortion groups says it's, quote, deeply disappointed in his position. And Senator Lindsey Graham, a fellow Republican, said he respectfully disagrees that abortion is a state's rights issue. The former president said there should be exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. In response, a statement from President Joe Biden says the former president is, quote, endorsing every single abortion ban in the states, including those with no exceptions. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Former President Trump posted on Truth Social, Graham was doing a great disservice to the Republican Party and the country by opposing his views on abortion. Meantime, an appeals court rejects the former president's request to delay his hush money trial. It's still a go for April 15th. And in the classified documents case, special counsel Jack Smith's urging the Supreme Court to deny his claim of immunity. On the campaign trail, President Biden announces a new plan to tackle student debt.
The new rules he proposed on existing programs was done at the Madison Area Technical College. It will all automatically add people who have not yet applied for student loan forgiveness. It also forgives loans for undergraduate students who started to repay more than 20 years ago. It will, for graduate students 25 years ago, it starts to automatically gets rid of those loans. Now, it will include students whose universities failed to provide adequate financial aid. It also includes forgiveness for people who can show hardship paying back their loans, but does not define the last two.
Fox Business's Edward Lawrence. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are proposing bills that could help provide online privacy.
Bills introduced by a Republican House member and a Democratic senator aim to create the American Privacy Rights Act with the goal of limiting how data-based firms can use personal data of customers, clients, and users. The bills come from Senator Maria Cantwell and Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers, both of Washington State. If passed by Congress, the act would do away with the piecemeal approach to data privacy created by states having differing laws or standards. The law would prohibit those companies from using data to manipulate online behavior for profit and give users power to sue for damages. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Actor Jonathan Majors avoids jail time. A judge instead ordered him to complete a year-long counseling program for assaulting his ex-girlfriend. The 34-year-old star of Creed III and other films had faced up to a year behind bars after a Manhattan jury convicted him in December of assault. People in a small Montana town want a railroad company held responsible for pollution that exposed thousands of people to toxic asbestos dust.
Two wrongful death lawsuits accuse BNSF Railway and its corporate predecessors of storing asbestos-laden vermiculite in a large rail yard in Libby, Montana, before the material was shipped to plants to be processed into insulation. Plaintiffs say the railway failed to contain the toxic dust, allowing it to be blown around town without warning. BNSF is expected to argue that there's no proof the men were exposed to asbestos levels above federal limits, that their medical conditions were not caused by the railway. The human and environmental disaster in Libby has led to civil claims by thousands of residents and other pending court cases. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.